This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden has left Israel and is on his way back to the United States, a trip cut short and overshadowed by the explosion at a Gaza hospital, which killed hundreds. Some details now on the trip from VOA's White House bureau chief, Patsy Wadakasara.
Arriving in Tel Aviv Wednesday to show support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Joe Biden said he was deeply saddened and outraged by the hospital explosion.
Based on the information we have seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
Biden said Israel has agreed that humanitarian assistance can begin to move from Egypt to Gaza and announced $100 million U.S. aid for Palestinians. He vowed to provide Israel what it needs to defend itself, but urged restraint in its retaliation.
You live by the rule of law. When conflicts flare, you live by the law of wars.
Netanyahu thanked Biden for his support. Patsy Wadakasara, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron assured his Ukrainian counterpart, President Zelensky, on Wednesday that the conflict between Israel and Hamas would not distract France and Europe from its commitments to Ukraine. The two also talked about strengthening Ukraine's military ahead of an anticipated Russian bombing campaign this winter. Still no one in the top job at the U.S. House of Representatives.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected.
Conservative Republican Jim Jordan failing in his second attempt to become speaker as his fellow Republicans considered a backup option for the leaderless chamber to move forward. This is VOA News.